This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Today we head to our nation's capital and get an update from Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Paul, thanks for joining us. The One Big Beautiful Bill is now law. How does this affect our producers and the dairy industry overall?
Yeah, so the reconciliation bill that was enacted into law on July 4th does include a number of important dairy policy provisions. It reauthorizes the dairy margin coverage program through 2031, which is great for providing certainty to the producer, and it continues the discount option that existed before, where if a farmer chooses to lock in their coverage for the duration of the reauthorization, they can get a 25% discount on their premium. And it also updates the production history calculation, which is something we wanted to do to make sure that the program was based on more recent, you know, on-farm production levels. Previously, it was a bit of an outdated number. Now a farmer will be able to get coverage on their production history of their highest year of 2021, 2022, or 2023. And so that's a helpful update that we thought should be made to the program. In addition to DMC, the bill also includes $9 million to set up a process at USDA for every 2 years for the department to do mandatory dairy processing cost surveys to figure out how much does it cost to turn milk into things like cheese and butter. And the idea here is to give everybody in the industry good data, the same data, to help inform future conversations around federal milk marketing orders, around make allowances, especially. As you know, Bill, we went through a process over the last couple of years on updating, really modernizing the FMMO system, and that process wrapped up earlier this year. But I think we all agreed that in the future, it would be good if we all had better data. And that's really what this was about. So we were very excited to get that in there. And outside of the commodity provisions, there's new funding for ag trade promotion, ag research, animal health. The conservation dollars are spread out over a longer period of time. So the farm provisions have a lot of positive attributes. And then over on the tax side, the 199A tax deduction that farmer co-ops can claim and pass back to their members is made permanent. And the clean fuel production tax credit is extended for several years and is improved, frankly, to be a little bit of a better option for dairy farmers who might provide manure for dairy-derived renewable natural gas and create a little bit more opportunity as a new revenue stream there.
These mega-sized federal spending bills, there's a lot of detail in them, but overall it sounds pretty positive for agriculture and the dairy industry.
Yeah, there were a lot of good things included. Not everything that we would want to pass in the law can be included in a bill like this because the budget reconciliation process, especially in the Senate, has very strict parameters regarding what can and can't be in. So if something is a policy only, like the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act that we've talked about before, now that can't be included in a bill like this because it doesn't have a fiscal impact one way or the other. But many of these other items, the ones I talked about on the tax side and the spending side, were able to be included because they fit those rules.
This is separate from the work that's also going on with a new farm bill.
Well, so I think, you've maybe heard Chairman Thompson in the House refer to what was in this bill as Farm Bill 1.0, right? In other words, a lot of the funding issues that had been raised during the Farm Bill process were handled in this bill. And he's now, and others on the Hill as well, have started talking about doing sort of Farm Bill 2.0. This is sometimes called the skinny Farm Bill, depending on who you talk to. And I think the idea is to do a bill that deals with the remaining items that couldn't be dealt with in reconciliation. Many of those will be policy items. There may be a few funding items, too, in a second process. So I think that's kind of how I would look at the different pieces of it.
You mentioned the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids movement's been getting some traction. What's the latest?
So we've been making good progress this month here on the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, and I think we're hopeful that we can get some further steps in very soon, maybe passing the Senate and the House in short order. I don't know if that'll be this month or if it'll be when they come back in September. But, something we're very closely tracking and working on.
Thanks for the update. That's Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.